Hey, Chris Johnson here. I don't know where I put the fucking remote, and it's driving me insane. Like, I have to know where it is. I got the NCAA tournament on in the background. I can't have that shit bleeding into the fucking podcast. You got to listen to me, goddammit. I need all your fucking attention on me. And I think there might be, like, some copyright issues if I fucking broadcast their bullshit. These motherfucking media companies, they're going to fucking put your balls in a vice to do some shit like that. But I had to turn down the TV with my soundbar remote. You know, you got a remote for the fucking soundbar. These fucking thin TVs got dog shit speakers. So you got like a remote for the soundbar, but then you got like the TV remote. Like I still got fucking Fios, which I gotta fucking get rid of. I know I gotta get fucking rid of it. It's on the fucking list to get rid of, but that fucking thing controls like the channel changer and you can turn it on and I can control the volume of that too. I don't know where the fuck that is. I need to know where the fuck that is. I don't know where the fuck I ever put the remote ever. There's only like so many places it could be. Is it on the couch? Is it on the fucking TV tray? Did I take it out to the fucking kitchen? Is it in my fucking pocket? I don't know where the fuck it is. It's none of those places. I managed to find this remote that I just fucking tapped against the mic stand, soundbar remote. But like, I'm not gonna be able to fucking calm my brain down until I know where the other fucking remote is. If I ever get into a situation where, you know, I'm doing something, here's a good example. I was working out the other day or gonna go for a run the other day, or maybe I was even doing like a race or some shit, and I wanted to wear, I got a fucking black Spider-Man shirt. It's long sleeves, I wanted to wear that, and I couldn't fucking find it. And I started looking at all the places where I would keep it. Now that's even less of a fucking mystery. There's like two drawers where I keep my workout shit, and it was in fucking neither of them. So I'm like, did I throw this fucking thing out? I remember washing it. Like, I remember washing it and folding it and putting it in the room. It's in the fucking room somewhere. I just don't know where the fuck it is in the room. Did I fuck up and put it in the wrong goddamn drawer? But I had to be somewhere. So, like, I'm fucking rifling through all these fucking drawers and shit, trying to find this fucking thing, while wasting time. Like, whatever the fuck I was going to do, there was, like, a time limit. Either the gym was going to close, or, like, the race was going to start at a specific time, or something. Whatever the... I had something going on. But, like, my brain stopped. My entire world stopped. Because I have to solve this fucking mystery. I'm not going to be able to focus on the rest of my fucking day until I figure out what the fuck happened with this goddamn shirt. And now I'm in the same situation with the remote. I can't just be like, you know what? We'll find it later. I gotta fucking find it now. Because it's going to be on my mind all fucking day. That's all I'm going to be fucking thinking about. Sometimes, like when I used to work in an office, I would just think something at the office. Like, motherfucker, I have not seen whatever the fuck in a week or two. Like, what the fuck happened to that? And then I start going over all the places it could be in my place. And I'm like, dude, I gotta work. Like, I can't be thinking about this shit right now. And it's just in my fucking head. It's kind of worse here because I'm working at home. Like, my toilet was clogged up a couple months ago. I think I did a podcast about it because this motherfucker had to come with this huge, disgusting snake and fix the fucking toilet. It's been working good since, you know. I had, like, one clog since. But every now and then the toilet fucking clogs. What are you gonna fucking do? But, like, the toilet clogged, like, before I had to call that asshole. And, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, what if I need to use the goddamn toilet? What if I gotta shit or piss or something? Like, I guess I could piss in the tub, but I don't want to make a fucking habit of that. I'm gonna feel like a fucking slob. Like, I can't be like, you know what? I'm just gonna go in the tub. Listen, if I'm taking a shower, I'll piss in the shower. I don't give a shit. It's all fucking pipes. I've seen Seinfeld. Where the fuck is that piss gonna go? Is it really that disgusting if I piss in the fucking shower? Is piss going down those pipes any more or less disgusting than, like, you know, if I'm a disgusting mess because I just, like, went for, like, a 10-mile run or some shit and I'm just washing my fucking sweat and grime down there? Like, what's more gross? In all honesty, would you rather get pissed on or, like, have, like, my dirty soapy water all over you? It's equally shitty is what I'm trying to say. But, like, it was during my shift. Like, I went to use it, and I used the bathroom, go back, and then I flushed it. I was like, motherfucker? So I kept thinking to myself, like, I gotta fucking take care of this. Like, I gotta take my fucking break early. I have to fucking fix this problem. And then I would go in there, and I'd plunge a little bit, just waste 5 minutes, and be like, this is not fucking working. I gotta, you know what, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep blowing my break doing this. We'll fucking get back to it later. And I would sit down, I would do my job for like 20 minutes, and be like, I gotta get back in there. When's my next break? I gotta get back in there and solve this fucking problem. That's my fucking issue. I have to solve the problem. And that's why, like, my marriage went to shit. I mean, it's not why my marriage went to shit, but it's probably a big reason why my wife thought I was a pain in the fucking ass. Because, like, if we would fight or something, or there was something wrong, like, we gotta solve this fucking problem right now, goddammit. We gotta get things back to normal. But, like, if I'm an asshole, and maybe she doesn't want to talk to me right now. Like, I can't fix that. Like, if somebody walked up to me and kicked me in the dick, and then I was, like, super pissed, and then, like, maybe 20 minutes later, they're like, hey, man, how's your dick? I'm sorry about that. Let's just make things back to normal. Like, I wouldn't be able to go back to normal. So that's probably what she was thinking. Like, I can't get back to normal now, you fucking maniac. What is the fucking matter with you? This particular episode is just 5 fucking minutes of fucking insanity. All because I can't find a goddamn remote. I thought to myself, like, you know what? This is going to be productive. Sometimes you got to do these casts, like, when the fucking emotion is happening. I can't just recreate this emotion. I can't, like, if I found the remote, I can't just do a fucking podcast about, like, missing the remote because these crazy thoughts wouldn't fucking be here. I can maybe try to recreate it, but it's not going to be exactly the same. You're not going to get this fucking dose of fucking insanity because I wouldn't be, like, anxious. I'm anxious right now because I don't know where the goddamn remote is. It's not on the couch I looked. It's not, like, by my desk. I don't know what the fuck's going on. God damn, I sound like a fucking maniac right now. I gotta go. I'm gonna find this fucking remote, hopefully, and I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. This new podcast episode's come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora, wherever the fuck you want to get it. I'm on Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every single episode is on Podbean. There's a website for that and an app for that. You can download the fucking app and carry my ass around in your pocket if you want. I would fucking love you if you did. I'm on Twitter, it's @SirJohnsonHateYou. I'm on Facebook, that is in my timeline. And I'm on Instagram as well. Photos and videos and all that shit. That is at maybe 5 minutes.